Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we have a very special guest in the building. This is a young lady that you all have heard me talk about numerous times on different episodes and made mention in many stories. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead and introduce my fiance, Gabriella
Tyler. Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. So,
can I finish my text message?
What? Finish your text message. Oh, my goodness. So the reason I wanted to bring her on to this episode is because, one, she's, first of all, said I made mention I was going to bring her on and it didn't. But even outside of that, just the society that we live in and just seeing, you know, Instagram and seeing the hashtag relationship goals. And as you all know, we've been going through the process of preparing for our wedding upcoming. So I wanted to bring her on and wanted to just discuss a few things and just talk about some different concepts. So what's up?
Hey, what?
Okay, so first I want to just bring you on and, well, just share a little bit about, like, what you do. Just share a little bit about what you do so that people know, like, what you do and, like, you know, like, what you're passionate about.
Okay. So my day job is working for a major airline. I work with logistics, doing coordination for beer, wine, and liquor on board.
Okay, cool.
Outside of that, I do event planning, mainly weddings for now.
Okay.
What else? Passionate about loving you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
All right, sorry.
Okay, so here we go. We're gonna go ahead and roll into it. But so we came up with the hashtag as we were preparing for the wedding and after the engagement. Mm-hmm. We had the hashtag Together We Jones, right? Yeah. Okay, so we having that hashtag, and then I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and lock down this Instagram handle. Mm-hmm. And then at first you were like, I'm crazy because I'm just trying to lock down Instagram.
You're good for creating a new Instagram page.
Oh, I have done that for you like twice.
Yeah.
This will be the second time. Mm-hmm. Okay, neither here nor there. But outside of that, then we created the Together We Jones page. Mm-hmm. And at first I was like, yeah, we'll post pictures and just use the hashtag. And then what did you say that we could do with it? Like the concept of the Together We Jones? Because you really created the concept of it.
I did.
Yeah, you really had the concept of it.
What was I talking about?
Of how we could create the hashtag, create the page, and then ultimately to show people. Like you were talking about.
Oh, okay. Jesus. So, I need some, what is it? Ginseng?
Just tell the people.
Okay. So it was like last year, you know, I had the idea of creating a YouTube channel called Gab Out Loud, but in all actuality, I am not great with social media, and my consistency is not great.
It's not.
This sounds terrible, but it's just like, oh, I just don't care that much to keep up with it.
That's fair.
I mean, it has a lot of usefulness for people who have businesses, you know, gaining exposure and gaining customers and stuff like that. But I felt like it was going to be a dangerous slope for me personally. Okay. As far as people commenting and having an opinion about your life, only seeing glimpses of it and not all of it, which is really what kept me from keeping up with it, like,
for your personal page, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that would have been necessary to have a channel, you know, with wanting to get out. What I felt like people kept touching on, like, oh, Gabby, you're good at this, you're good at that. And you know how you hear something repeatedly and you're kind of like, okay, God, like, are you saying something? And I felt like it was God, because that would not be something I would go out and do on my own. Like, no interest, no desire, and obviously just not really consistent about it. So when you came up with the whole Together We Jones page, I was like, oh, well, this kind of ties into that, you know, and then I can do it with you because you do this already and you know how this whole thing works, and you know, you would keep me accountable for like content and stuff like that. But really just showing people love out loud, right? Like what that looks like, and you know, from a biblical standpoint, but I feel like saying that kind of turns people off as far as like maybe you're not religious or like, you know, you've had bad experience with Christians or even Christians in relationship, dating a Christian, all that type of stuff. So us being transparent about like what our love looks like as we are working out like our salvation, you know, like as we're being sanctified, as we're growing, you know, together through each other. And just trying to love as the Bible calls us to love, you know, because it starts here and then we spread it outward. So.
Yeah, like what the first ministry in the home is the first mm-hmm. ministry. I've heard a lot of people say the home is the first ministry.
It is.
But even, I mean, even outside of that, because you said like with people not being religious, mm-hmm. even though I think that's when religion and spirituality, I think that's when those two words need to be brought up. Because mm-hmm. I think people get lost when they say religion, because religion is the tradition and the practices of the way things once were done.
Right.
And then when you talk spirituality, I think spirituality is more so the focus of the relationship with the higher being. For us, it would be God.
Yeah.
With the Holy Trinity versus somebody else who, you know, the higher power, yeah. whomever that might be. And
yeah, when people get into all that kind of stuff about what it's supposed to look like or what they've seen in other Christians or self-proclaimed Christians or whatever, it's just like I can't get in all of that. I just know I have a relationship with God, and this is what it looks like as he is sanctifying me and things are changing, right? So it's kind of the grace cover of like, I'm not perfect, I don't have it all together, but he is shaping me and I'm getting better. That's the relationship part, right?
Okay, when you say sanctify, for somebody who doesn't know, what does sanctifying mean? Like if you broke that down a little bit.
It's progressive, you know? It doesn't happen overnight. It's not from day one. Just like, it's like any relationship really, if you apply it to any relationship, you get better over time, right? Like I don't wanna hurt your feelings, so I learn how to talk to you and it gets better over time. Mm-hmm. The more I know about you, the more I know, you know, what you like, what you don't like. You know, I know how to push your buttons. I know how to get a better response out of you, right?
And, oh, yeah, yeah. Fair.
You know, like how to put some sugar on certain stuff so that, you know, it gets done faster or, you know, it doesn't come off as hurting your feelings or whatever. It's the same with God, right? The more you know about him, the more you know what he desires, the more you know his commandments, the more you know what he's looking for as far as, you know, the expectations of how do you love other people? How do you live righteously? How do you forgive? How do you, you know,
just like you're saying, like what's expected almost, right? Like what he expects of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's so good. Mm-hmm. Okay. But speaking of pushing buttons,
you, oh gosh.
You said pushing buttons, you're talking about putting sugar on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. What would you think is an area where, I mean, are we just came out of, or are we discussed it or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the regard, I got one actually that comes to mind. This is a tough one. This is one for me. I can say this because it's a tough one for me. Like when we talk about like budget and money conversations.
Oh gosh. Yo, if anything is going to shut Jonathan down with a swiftness, it's talking budget. It's talking money.
But that's me and you. Like, I mean, anybody else I can have a conversation with, I'm sure.
Interesting.
But no, I mean, it's just tough. Okay, because one thing I've realized is that, like, things cut deeper and hurt harder when they're closer to home.
Right.
Like for instance, this is going to sound so bad, but okay, I'll say it like this. The people that you're closest to, the people that I'm closest to, mm-hmm. have the ability to hurt us the most.
True.
Because they're, one, such a close proximity. Yeah. We're vulnerable. We put mm-hmm. a guard, we take our guard down
right.
being around those people. Mm-hmm. Versus, you know, somebody else who we see them, it's like hi and bye, it's surface.
Yeah.
As opposed to getting deep. But yeah, I mean the budget conversation be tough though.
Yeah. I mean, when you say that, like, people closer to you, it cuts deeper because we're more vulnerable with those people. It's interesting that you say that because it's like you get more hurt because you feel like the other person should know you better, as far as if something was done that pushes a button, you know?
Okay.
But at the same time, we learned this in Merge about not thinking the worst of the other person. So majority of the time when you shut down on me about something, you know, and you think I'm coming off kind of hard.
This ain't no counseling session.
I mean, whatever. I mean, when you think I'm coming off kind of hard and you say, like, I push hard, right? It's like, on my end, it's like, yo, you should know me better than that. Like, I'm not trying to push you. I'm not trying to be hard. You know, but at the same time, it's like, you shouldn't think that I am either, because, you know, the money affects both of us, right? So if I'm trying to help you win, that means I win, like, right? If you win, the house wins.
That's
so
true.
It's
That's
like
true.
It's like I'm not trying to be hard, and I'm trying to help you, you know, be better, because then I'm also better for it, right?
I mean, that's all accurate, but also, just like I'm sure some of the listeners and watchers can agree as well, is the fact of, but I'm 31, you 31, you know.
Wow, thanks.
Oh, I mean.
No, it's all good. I don't
care.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care.
But it's the fact of, I've grown up to be 31, my 31 years of life, mm-hmm. over there, for the most part.
Yeah.
You've grown up to be your age over there.
Yeah.
And then now we're put together and we have our own ways. We mm-hmm. have our own ideals. We have our own processes that we've worked through, that we've created. Some of them might be dysfunctional. Some of them might be beneficial. But at the, no, I'm not saying to be funny.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, think about somebody creating a dysfunctional budget.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you put them together,
I mean,
now
some of it just makes more sense.
Now we're merging, mm-hmm. merging like a lifestyle. So just trying to navigate through that, and just like you were talking about, it's taking the time to know each other better and mm-hmm. know what works better for you. And I began to understand that, well, you know, if I encourage you, or if I talk to you like this, if I compliment mm-hmm. you, then you're going to light up and it's going to affect you in that way.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So was there a question in there?
No. Okay. I mean, you can talk. We have a conversation.
But what were you asking me earlier as far as like, you were talking about, like, oh, we're talking about pushing buttons. You saying like I push the buttons when we talk budget, or is there something
I was just saying speaking of pushing buttons.
Oh, okay.
Because that's something that affects me. I'm not gonna say that's something that affects me in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that you do that on purpose. Like, oh, let's go piss this man off. Let me go boop boop. Let's talk money. But no. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But another reason, like we talked about with Together We Jones, with the platform on social media. If you all are not following us, you want to follow our journey, I would encourage you, we would encourage you to go to mm-hmm. Instagram and follow us at Together We Jones. It's spelled just the way it's spelled. Those three words put together and then you have it. If you just want to follow our path, you want to follow our journey, because we're what, a couple hundred days and some change out?
Yeah, like 111.
Till the day. Oh, okay, so let's talk about the wedding planning process. Like, oh, we didn't even share our story. That's another episode.
Yeah.
That's a whole other episode.
Because we don't even know our story.
I mean,
It's not very clean. I mean, it's messy like it is in real life, but it's hard to follow. Because, you know, it's just, we got
to. So basically you're saying it's just like everybody else's life.
It is, but we just, I mean, but if we're going to tell a story, we got to get it together. It's got to be like chronological. You know, we can't be jumping back and forth. This is us. It's got to make sense.
This is us does make sense,
but then you also have to tune in like every week, and it's like they jump 15 years ahead and 15 years back.
But that's the point of shows.
This is true, but this is not a TV series, sitcom, right? Like, we just gotta make it make sense, you know?
Okay.
It's gotta be concise.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Anyway. Okay, so Together We Jones. Let's talk a little bit more about Together We Jones.
Okay.
So you said the purpose was...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like getting repetitive.
It was just to reflect love out loud. I mean, moving on.
What else do you want to talk about?
Well, you were talking about like Fool's Gold, like what does it look like? I mean, as far as Together We Jones go, if you're gonna follow the page, like just a couple of things we would want you to know is it's not gonna be filtered, right? It's not gonna have like a gloss to everything we put on there, because that's just not life, and that's just not us, that's not me, you know, to make it look like it is, right? Like, by no means put us on a relationship pedestal. Mm. You know, I feel like this is just like honest transparency for what it looks like, because it's messy and it's hella hard.
Oh, and say that one more time. Just say that one more time.
It's hella hard.
For the people at the back. Amen. Oh, God.
Yeah. And Lord knows I've tried to set it down and walk away several times.
No, you did not. You swear. No, you didn't.
You swore I didn't. But you did. I did.
But I mean, but that is real, though, about the hard piece.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, okay, here we go. We might get into the story. Because, look, the first, okay, the people, no. I'm not going to go that deep. I'm just going to touch it and then move on. But the first time, because you talked about, we touched on the fool's gold piece. And like fool's gold, for those of you who all know who took science class like in middle school, it's that shiny rock that if you look at it, you're like, wow, I found gold. Like I'm in California, I struck gold. But then if you break it in half, I believe you get under just that soft layer of what appears to be gold, then you see it's just a rock. And I think that that's a lot of relationships. And honestly, that was our relationship almost the first go round.
Wait a minute.
Early. Wait, no. Hear me out. Because when we first dated, we'll get into the story later.
See, this is what I'm saying. We'll get into the story later.
I don't know.
Stay here and call that first time fool's gold.
I remember, no. Because earlier in our dating time, what tough times did we face? Like what adversity did we face the first time we went to get like in the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, what adversity did we face? We were on the high.
Communication was still one though. And there was just some stuff that maybe we weren't as vocal about as we should have been, because it still came out, right? Like, you know, the whole, like, you told me, like, yeah, I did take you for granted, and, you know, the way I was feeling about your lack of planned date nights and stuff like that, you know?
Okay.
So, I mean, that stuff still came up because it was still valid and it was still present. Yeah, I wouldn't, and we weren't really, like, blasting ourselves the first time, really.
What do you mean, blasting ourselves?
I mean, we weren't like showcasing ourselves as like some shiny relationship either.
I don't think we ever did that. There were people that were like, they were like excited for us that we knew.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was.
I mean, but you brought it up as far as like the first time we dated, it was fool's gold. I thought, you know, that applied to something else. But tell me something.
Well, no. When I wrote that down for the idea, for the concept, it wasn't for to take a stab at you on camera.
I mean, that's fine, but that's why I was saying we have to think about our story. It has to be told in a concise manner that we both agree on. Otherwise, you're going to catch a side eye.
Okay, I'm glad the listeners can't see your eyes being sideways. Anyway. Okay, so if we're talking about Together We Jump, what can people expect to see? I mean, I know you touched on it and talked about it was going to be transparent, it was going to be raw, but what else can people expect to see on this said Instagram page, Together We Jump?
So as we continue the wedding plan, I mean, I think we can share some stuff about, you know, the not so glamorous stuff that's behind wedding planning. I'm gonna let you know now, if you are close to getting married, there are a couple of things that I wish, you know, we either knew or discussed even before we got engaged, or, you know,
like what do you tell you?
Like, okay, vague. So ladies, there are things that you really would like your man to know, and there's just really no delicate way of like telling them without seeming like, when are you proposing? When are you proposing? When are you proposing? You know, you feel me? But it's like, but he kind of needs to know these things. Like the conversation I was having the other day with my family about, you know, our wedding is around the time of the holidays, but there's several reasons why we picked the date that we have, you know, and it's, Jonathan is really big on me not feeling like I owe everybody an explanation for our decisions.
I'm working in that area too, though.
Yeah.
I'm working in that area too.
No, but sometimes it's necessary and it's okay. Good, right? Because I can overextend myself and trying to accommodate everybody, right? So he's really big about telling me, like, Gabby, like, it's fine. This is our decision. Like, we're, you know, adults. We're paying for it, yada, yada, whatever. But all that being said, like, we discussed, you know, oh, we'll have a 6-month engagement. But I'm not sure how much Jonathan thought about, like, oh, okay, what 6 months from the time I propose? Because you weren't even going to propose in July. You had, like, a whole nother date in your mind that would have put us later into the year. And for whatever reason, he thought I told him a 3-month engagement.
I thought I heard you say that somewhere.
I never.
Okay.
Never.
Okay, well, I'm crazy.
A little.
Okay.
So stuff like that. But it's like, you know, because even after you proposed, I felt like I stole some of his thunder because I felt like, oh my gosh, I've nagged him so much about, you know, starting to save for this wedding and we knew it was coming and now all these expenses are coming up and it's just like, if we would have started saving last year, you know, we wouldn't be, but you know,
I'm gonna cut in on that because yeah. You said the part about the saving. I think that is a big one that people need to know. Just to be in the position to be able to make certain decisions that they want to make. And if there's a young lady or even if there's a young man or if there's both, they're like, well, I want to have this wedding. Mm-hmm. And I would say, if you feel that you want to have whatever wedding it looks like, I would say write it out. Even if you're by yourself or even if you're together.
Yeah.
Just so you have an idea of what that wedding would cost.
Yeah.
Because like we're talking about looking at plates and, you know, plates per person.
Man.
Like,
so and this is coming from an event planner, right? And it's just like, no, I'm not paying that. And it's not like I didn't know stuff costs this much, but when it's you, it's a completely different story. When it's your pocket, it's a completely different story. And so stuff like that, I'm definitely gonna be sharing. Like, if anybody asks any questions, I'll definitely let you know. Like, this is how much you know we're paying for XYZ. You know. Because when the pictures roll out, everything's going to look beautiful. And you're just like, man, that probably costs a lot. Or, you know, you always kind of wonder those things. I'll tell you. I'll be straight up. Because I was talking to
a friend
of his the other day. His girlfriend was asking about, you know, savings and wanting to start a joint savings account. Because I remember when we started talking about a joint savings account, you know, starting to put our money together. He was like, oh, I don't think we're there yet, yada, yada, whatever. And it turns out, and I told her, I said, hey, if there are going to be things that are more important to you than that are important to him, so start saving, right? Like, you're going to end up being his grace as his wife anyway, so start saving. Because when these numbers start to hit, homie going to be stressed out, and you'll feel a little bit better knowing that you got a stash already started, you know?
But no, I want to hop in and say something on that for you. Because I think that goes back to the point of just like, okay, you right, get out of here. But I think that goes back to just understanding that you're raised one way.
Yeah.
I'm raised another way. You're a young lady. I'm a young man. Not saying that, you know, just because I was raised this way, that means that I will save, I won't save.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the fact that being raised in different households, people have different beliefs, people have different traditions. So therefore, you know, that's just something that's either ingrained or that's something that's just picked up.
Yeah.
And then they go with it because that's what they know.
And that's fine. Yeah. That's totally fine. I can't say money was really talked about in my household as far as saving budgets. I didn't grow up learning nothing like that, but we were just talking about like what can they expect to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm talking about like as we plan our wedding, like you'll see a lot of wedding stuff as we plan it. You'll see a lot of things we didn't, you know were gonna come up as far as like conversations with family members, you know, things with the guest list. Like, man, you'd be weddings are like funerals, man. You just never know what you're going to get in terms of family and people coming out the woodworks and everybody wants an invitation and you're like, who is that person? Right? Definitely some steps that I feel like we may have skipped, you know, as far as like doing things in a certain order. Any and everything. If you already followed the page a couple of weeks ago, you saw me have like a whole meltdown with Jonathan about the way he gives driving instructions.
That's not talking about the way you give instructions, because you forgot to tell me where to turn today. But we're not going to talk about
that. And it was a simple U-turn, family, but you took me on like a tour of Fort Worth to try to get back to where we're going.
Ma'am,
but
it was a U-turn that was just a little bit further. Let's talk about the fact that...
But you had me take the wrong exit twice.
Okay, let's talk about the fact that
when this we finally, is still really sensitive. Wait a minute. Do you want to get into it right now?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Because not even talking about the fact that when we contacted the person that you wanted to contact, they weren't even there. So whose job would it? If we draw, okay, would you have been more angry if we made it there and she wasn't there, or if we made just two U-turns and we made it back?
I mean, it really goes back into communication, period, right? We had an exit plan for this barbecue we were going to be at.
Which was a really live barbecue, and we didn't even get no barbecue.
So the agreed upon time came and went, so I was already late to meet this person. So, I mean, I don't fault her for living her life or going on about it. Like, yeah, I wish she would have gave me a heads up, like, hey, I'm about to leave. Like, sorry, we'll have to reschedule. But nonetheless, you were just like trying to play a game when I was not in the mood. Like, know your woman, right? Like, read the signs. He was like, oh, this is a good chest exercise. Blah, blah, blah. No. But we can talk about that later.